You enter high school, and that was a good experience?
Great experience. I got a little bit better and a little bit more confident as we went along.
You played football?
Played football, lettered 3 years in football. I lettered 3 years in basketball and 3 years in baseball. During my senior year, I was captain of the high school football team, which was to me a really significant honor. And I made all-district in football and even got honorable mention for all-state.
How big a guy were you back then?
I weighed 166 pounds and was about 5'10". I've shrunk a little bit, but not in weight. I'd love to weigh 166 pounds now.
Bill Farr was an encourager to you?
Bill Farr was my math teacher and really a wonderful man. He was the first one who really tried to convince me that I had the intellectual capacity to go on to college. None of my family had gone to college, and none of my brothers and sisters had gone to college. It just hadn't even occurred to me, to tell you the truth. And he was the one that first planted the idea. I said, you're bright, and you read, and if you'll apply yourself, you can go to school just like any of these other people.
You lived in Antlers, and your parents lived elsewhere.
They moved down to a small town called Soper when I was a junior in high school. And I stayed simply because Antlers had a high school football team, and I was really enamored of that. My brother transferred to Soper and graduated down there. But I moved in with a family in Antlers whose son was the quarterback of our football team. He was a year, maybe 2 years ahead of me in school. I was working in a service station, and they offered generously to let me just move in, and I did. The father, he was called Hot Tamale Jim. He was part Mexican and part Portuguese. He butchered roosters and made them into hot tamales and pushed a little stand up and down the streets of Antlers and sold hot tamales. The mother, the wife, worked washing dishes and so forth in a small cafe. And the sister did also, who had been in our class, mine and Marianne's class, earlier, but she dropped out. Outside my family, those were the kindest, most generous people.
And what was that family name?
Hernandez. Jim Hernandez was the father. Roy Hernandez was the son that was a good friend of mine. And our classmate was Fanny Mary Hernandez, and she is the mother of the state senator down there now, or was the state senator. He's no longer the state senator.
Your coach at Antlers was George Strickland.
George Strickland played at Oklahoma A&M basketball. He was from Atchley and played for Mr. Iba. Never did play football, but a small school like Antlers, he coached football, basketball, and baseball. Wonderful man, good fella. We had some success in football and some success in basketball, but he was a good teacher and a good man, good role model.
Along about your junior year, you were dating somebody.
I started dating my bride of almost 59 years, Marianne. We had been in the same class since the second grade when I first moved there. I, of course, was enraptured almost immediately by her, and she didn't have any idea I even existed, you know, and it was only after about 15 years of pursuing her that I got her to marry me when we were 22, after we got out of college. But we started dating in my junior year and then dated, well, until we got married. She went to Stevens for 2 years and graduated and then came back to OU. But that's been a lifelong love affair. And as the saying goes, I married up.
Yes.
Very much.
Remember back in those days listening to radio and certain programs and singers that you might remember?
I do remember that we had the one with the creaky door and Jack Benny, of course, you know. And
would Amos and Andy have been on there?
Amos and Andy. We listened to Amos and Andy.
Was there a One Man's Family?
One Man's Family. We listened to that regularly.
Remember listening to news?
Yeah.
Was there a Gabriel Heater?
Gabriel Heater? Frequently. And Movie Town News, we saw those whenever we were in the movie.
I don't know if Lowell Thomas was back then.
Lowell Thomas was on Movie Town News quite frequently. Yeah.
Between your junior and senior year, the family moves to California.
They went to California. They really didn't move. My half-brother, Jack, who lived in Houston, a small town in the valley, San Joaquin Valley, we simply went out there to thin peaches, you know, to get summer work. The whole family loaded up. That was in 1947, and we loaded up in a 36 Ford and all headed out to California, sleeping in the desert, you know, to thin peaches. And we moved into a tent that we pitched in my brother's backyard. He had five children, and there were four or five of us, and we lived in that tent in his very modest house with one bathroom in it. So I know why people in California were absolutely appalled at the Okies, and that had preceded us since before John Steinbeck wrote. But at any rate, I can understand why they got the impression that this was just a deluge of bad, undesirable people. But we got through. It didn't work out too well financially because we all made pretty good money during the summer. But the car broke down twice on the way back home, and we had to expend almost all of our money in Needles and in Nakona, Texas. The car broke down both times, required comprehensive work on it, and I think I didn't even get a haircut all summer. I got to buy my two pair overalls, I guess, before senior year started, is about all.